It's really the stuff of nightmares for strawberry lovers around the country, and I'm putting my hand up here because I have a lot of punnets of strawberries in my fridge right now. At least three punnets from a farm in southeast Queensland have been found with sewing needles embedded inside the fruit. Queensland Police is investigating, and Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is telling people in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria to throw out any strawberries they've bought since early last week.
It's easiest because a lot of people, I believe, won't know what brand of strawberries they've bought. They'll buy them, put them in the fridge or maybe the freezer, that if they do have any strawberries, it would be safest to just dispose of them.
That's Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young speaking this afternoon. Terry Lawrence is the Acting Detective Chief Superintendent with Queensland Police. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm actually genuinely quite disturbed by this story. What's going on here? How were these needles found?
Okay, so initially the whole thing started when on the weekend a young man in Queensland bought a packet of strawberries or a punnet of strawberries, and then when biting into one of those felt something metallic and then identified a sewing needle within the strawberry. He's obviously alerted Woolworths, who in turn have alerted Queensland Health, and they've commenced an investigation. And after that, as a consequence of some proactive work by Woolworths, they've identified another two punnets down in Victoria with needles in them.
And there was a man hospitalised?
The man has been checked out, and that observation from the advice we've received from Queensland Health is ongoing, but there's no extensive injuries, let's put it that way, at this point in time.
Okay. Do we have any idea, how these needles came to be embedded in the strawberries?
Well, our suspicion is that they've been physically inserted by someone or a number of. We don't know whom yet. Our investigation is in its very early stages. Obviously, the most important thing for us is the safety and welfare and health of the members of the communities of not only Queensland, but also New South Wales and Victoria.
So they've been embedded.
Correct.
I know you don't know who did this, but why would someone do that? What sort of lines are you investigating here?
Well, we're looking at the fact that it's just straight up a means of being malicious and intending to injure or harm people, of course, which is a criminal offence here in Queensland. Or there might be some other means. It's really hard to speculate what that might be at this point in time, being so early in the investigation, but there could be numerous things. It was put to me this afternoon. Is an extortion attempt or whatever else it might be. We have no evidence to that at this point in time.
So we know the embedding occurred at the farm or after. Do we have that level of detail?
We've got a number of inquiries that are being conducted at the moment. As the investigation is reasonably new and we're making reasonable progress, so I don't really want to disclose too much more information that we've gleaned along the way. So I'd prefer to leave it at that.
Okay. And we know that, you're representing the police here, to be clear, but the health authorities have said just throw out all your strawberries. Is that just a precaution, or do you think this could be widespread? This could be in a lot of different punnets now.
It could be in a lot of different punnets. The bonus about this, for what you could call a bonus, is that a lot of those strawberries that were in the particular batch from the 5th of September would be past their use-by dates by now. But as a matter of public health and safety and welfare, I agree with the Chief Health Officer's comment about if you're not sure, dispose of the strawberries. From an investigation perspective, if someone does happen to find a needle in a punnet, then I'd be asking those people in Queensland to contact our police link on 131444, where they'll be given a series of instructions on what to do, because that'll assist our investigation. And in other states, I'm sure there'll be information put out shortly, but certainly contact your local police.
You and your Queensland police colleagues are now investigating with the help of authorities across three states. If you're right and the contamination was deliberate, what kind of penalties might the culprit face?
With a circumstance of aggravation, as acts intending to cause grievous bodily harm or malicious injuries, they're looking at a 10-year penalty.
It seems that,
of course, if there's further injury,
yeah.
Or even a death, God forbid, obviously looking at a homicide.
Terry Lawrence, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Goodbye. The Acting Detective Chief Superintendent with Queensland Police Service, Terry Lawrence. And pretty disturbing story. If you did buy strawberries in the last week, they're saying in Queensland, in New South Wales and Victoria, they're the three states I understand. Just double checking that. Yep, I'm dead right. Throw them out because they may, of course, be contaminated. 0418 226 576.